Hi everyone, I'm Mike.
And I'm Holly.
And this is Married to Marketing, a weekly podcast where we bring you into our living room as we cover topics from marketing to customer experience to technology and how you can apply it to your business strategy today. Let's get into it. We are back from Apartmentalize, the massive conference that National Apartment Association puts on every year. And there's a lot to talk about.
There is. Yeah, that was quite the week in Denver. Like 12,000 attendees, something like 100 different sessions to go to and attend.
Yeah, NAA did a great job. There's a lot to get into over the next episodes, and we could spend weeks talking about this stuff. We probably will. Today, we wanted to talk about one of the sessions that I actually had the opportunity to host, which was all about all things marketing automation in for apartment marketers and for the renter process.
Yeah, it was. Of course, it's always fun to get to watch you on stage, but I know how it is when that timer is just ticking down and you have three different people on stage chatting away. I'm just curious if you felt like you got everything across that you wanted to convey.
I could talk for days about automation, so there's probably more that we could have gotten into for sure, but we had two amazing people on the panel, Angie from Franklin Johnston and Mia from CWS. They did a fantastic job. They both are kind of blazing their own trail with how they're implementing automation, so there was a lot of examples that they had, both from what they're doing and other things that they like outside the industry. So I think it was a really good conversation overall.
Absolutely. There were a ton of takeaways. I think one of my favorite was just kind of an off-the-cuff comment that Mia made. And she was telling us about how the hotel she stayed at last year in San Diego had actually reached out to her about a month ago and said, "Hey, are you traveling back out to San Diego this year? If so, we'd love to have you stay again. But if not, here's all our different hotels across the country." And Mia said she's implemented that in her zombie prospect, like reactivation marketing, where she's reaching out to people about 10 months after they were looking for an apartment and just saying, "Hey, how's the apartment living situation going? Are you looking again? Love to have you stop by." And I just thought that was just a really brilliant, simple, easy example of how to use automation.
Gotta go for those zombie prospects. I love it. I love it. I think that there were really just a few key points that we wanted to get across, and we can kind of go through some of those and want to get your thoughts on this stuff too. Really the biggest things that we're trying to get across with marketing automation is, one, it doesn't have to be impersonal. I think that's something that has been kind of a myth that's persisted for longer than it should. Because we're able to see what people are doing, we're able to see, track that behavior, we're able to use what they give us mm-hmm. to personalize those messages and make sure that we're sending the right message at the right time. I think it's really important that we use this to just improve those overall response times. We know that especially, in today's world, people are shopping at all hours of the day mm-hmm. on whatever device is in front of them. And we need to make sure that we can address that we can improve those response times and kind of catch people in the moment when they're actually in buying mode or research mode or whatever that is. And then the last thing is just looking for those opportunities to save our team's time and give mm-hmm. them some time back to actually talk to customers, especially the folks that are walking through the door and need that face-to-face time. We can still make sure that people are getting responded to by email, by text, by chatbot, whatever those things are, if the automation is running in the background.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always this push and pull between the marketing teams and the sales teams. The sales teams don't necessarily want to be overwhelmed with leads, because they do have to go through this very personal and intricate sales process on site that is face-to-face. And if they're also trying to respond to leads quickly and on time, and that's it's impossible. You can't do both. And that's really where the automation, I feel like, can be a big assist. That and the fact that leasing offices are only open, you know, a certain number of hours in a day. They're not 24-hour operations. So the automation, again, can be there. I think we'll get into this more at another time, but one of the stats that came out of my research study was that one of the peak times that people reach out for contact is 8 p.m. at night.
Yep. We see that too. We see, like, especially with like our chat bot.
Yeah.
We see that most people are chatting between 8 and 11 local time. Now, across all of our clients, we see that about 45% of all leads that are submitted outside of office hours.
Right.
So those are people who, you know, if that person is shopping on a Friday afternoon or even a Thursday night and you don't get to them on Friday, you don't necessarily want to wait until next Monday for them to get a reply.
For sure.
Yeah. So I know that you have dug into automation quite a bit and looked for some opportunities for ways that you can implement this within your portfolio.
Right.
What are some of the things that you've seen? Where have you seen some real success or maybe some things that totally bombed?
Well, I'm always bombing. That's part of my job, being in the marketing department. Test and fail, try again. You know, I think something that was really, it should have been obvious, but wasn't to me, is just fixing the auto reply that goes out right away after a customer submits a lead from one of our internet listing sites, right? So these leads come in and they're pretty basic. Like, you're lucky if you know what size apartment someone's looking for. So basically you just have a name and email to start with. And the way a lot of the property management software is set up is that it sends an auto reply that just says something like, thanks for your lead, we'll get back to you right away. And as we just talked about, if that lead comes in at 8 p.m., right away could mean upwards of 12 to 16 hours, if not 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And being East Coast, as you know I am, and I've learned, right away to me means 2 to 5 minutes. Anything beyond that, I'm already annoyed.
Yep.
So when I saw that that was the autoresponder, I was like, you know, we're setting this promise and we're setting up this customer to be disappointed immediately because we're lying to them. We are not getting back to them right away. So with the assistance of my property management software, we went in and changed that response to, hey, thanks so much for your interest. We're really excited. Here are our business hours. If you're reaching out to us outside of those business hours, here's a link to our virtual tours. Here's something you can do. And in the cases where we do have the automated online schedule a tour capability, we're sending them that link so that the customers can take that next step without us, unassisted, and move them down the funnel.
Yep.
Because I just know we're not going to get back to them right away. That's just not reality.
I think it's so important to be your prospect, be the customer, mm-hmm. and just go through that experience yourself, because I've seen even way worse. You know, there are some examples out there that are where if you're not going in and changing that messaging, it'll just say, hey, thanks, we got your message, someone will get back to you eventually, right? And it's like, it's more of a go away than it is welcome in, let's get this party started.
Right.
I've seen one where it said, the message to the prospect was, your guest card has been submitted.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And it's like, what the hell does that mean?
Right. Yeah. So that's definitely one. There's a real opportunity there to change that message and set the tone right away and set those expectations so that people know what to experience next. One that we've seen a lot of success with that is kind of a no-brainer is that tour scheduler.
Mm-hmm.
Just let people put a calendar up on the website, make sure that it's a real calendar that actually is connected to something so that it shows real times when your leasing team is going to be available, but let people schedule their tour on their own time. You do it in every other industry, whether it's your barber or salon or dentist or whatever it is, people are used to it. 100% of the people that were in our session
Yeah.
had booked an appointment online for something that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So people are used to it, and it's a really easy way to let people schedule that on their own time and also take all of that back and forth communication out of the mix. So you're no longer requiring your salespeople to go back and forth and say, well, could you do Tuesday at 6 or could you do Saturday at 10?
Right.
And then all of the back and forth that goes between that, you're probably removing 6 or 8 back and forth responses there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, everything that goes along with that tour scheduler, right? Like, then it's sending a reminder to their calendar so that the prospect's calendar and to the leasing agent's calendar, and just all of that is become seamless. I think that is a perfect example.
Yeah, we see that people are way more likely to show up if you put it on their calendar and you send them a reminder.
Sure.
And you send them a link to the Google Map so that they can know how to get to your front door. All of those things lead to more people showing up. And if your sales team is doing their job, guess what? You're just giving them more at-bats.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, it's amazing how we in this industry just aren't necessarily treating our customers that well, or our potential customers that well. And we saw the stats throughout the entire week of 75% of customers just never hear back from anyone at the leasing office. And that's like staggering. So it's fairly easy with a little bit of automation to just be head and shoulders above the rest of your competition.
And I think it's important that it doesn't become a crutch, though. And that's something that we talked about. Mia had a great example of this, of how do you mix the automation with the human touch and make sure that you're still building that relationship, but the automation is there to respond to people promptly and also to help you as the marketer continue to tell more of the story that you want people to see.
Definitely.
So are there any other automation opportunities that you like, that you think are really important that people should be thinking about?
Yeah, and I think this goes to thinking about the entire journey. Getting a lead is just really that first step. Something we did a couple of years ago, and it's worked extraordinarily well for our customers, is we set up an email drip that triggers when someone's application for residency is approved. So this is what in our industry we call a future resident. So they haven't moved in yet, but they're going to be in the next month or two. And so we have a series of 8 emails that go out, and they're a checklist just of one, just to be helpful to them as far as what utilities to set up, what address to give the moving company, and a map to where the loading dock is, to just simple things like, here's how you download our resident app so you can pay your rent online and submit work orders if you need to. It also immediately logs them in so they can see the resident events that are happening between when they become a future resident to an actual resident, and they can come to the parties and start to meet their neighbors. And then there's a couple that happen just on their move-in day of like, hey, you probably don't want to cook tonight, so here's the local restaurants that do delivery. And we've found that our move-in survey scores have gone up.
Yep.
And obviously, those ratings and reviews are really helpful. Happy customers right from the start kind of set the tone for the whole experience.
That's just clear communication, clear expectations. All of those things, supporting people and just letting them know, moving is stressful enough.
Painful, yeah.
Without, and if you feel like you have all of the information going in, you feel a lot better about it.
Absolutely. And again, this goes back to, I worked on site as a leasing agent and as a, assistant manager, and I know how many emails you get from someone who's planning their move. And it's the same questions over and over and over again. And it's not like the email automation is going to stop all of those emails, But if we can just answer some questions up front and lower some of the anxiety, you're just making the whole experience easier for both the future resident and the leasing agent.
So test out your autoresponder. See how we can fix that autoresponder and make that more personal.
Yeah.
Let people schedule their tours online and on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
And work on that new resident, future resident move-in communication.
Definitely. Yeah, just be the customer, like you said earlier, and start to identify all of those gaps and see how you can start to bridge them with tech.
Yeah. There's a lot more that we're going to get into on this. There's, you know, self-showing, self-guided tours are, you know, a new hot topic. Certainly going to apply to, you know, everything else that we're doing with marketing automation. I think there's a lot that we can get into from retail, from e-commerce, mm-hmm. things like abandoned cart campaigns
right.
that are really applicable here. Certainly everything related to all the voice assistants and how that channel can start to play into this, I think is really interesting. So there's a lot more that we're going to dive into. But you know, I think that this is a great start. This marketing stuff shouldn't be so hard, and it shouldn't be so hard for people to buy from us. And I think that that's really where the automation kicks in, is you can deliver a personalized message, you can do it in a timely manner, and you can do it in a way that makes it easier for the customer and puts time back on your leasing team, on your sales team, so that they can really focus on delivering a great experience and customer service.
Absolutely. And I think it's just remembering that the largest businesses out there have set the bar really, really high. And everyone else in the industry is just going to, or not even the industry, anyone else who owns a business is just going to be playing catch up. But remember, the easier they make business and doing transactions, the more we're going to have to do the same.
Yeah. Pay attention to where you do business, the companies that you work with, and how they are automating pieces of that experience to help you understand, when did your item ship? When is it going to arrive? Here's your receipt. Here's what to expect next. All of those things we can remix and steal and borrow and apply to what we're doing and what our customers want to see from us.
100%.
Love it. That's all we have for this week. Make sure to subscribe and hit us up on social if you have questions or a topic you want to hear us cover on a future episode. Until next time, take care of your customers and keep your eyes and mind open. Inspiration is everywhere, and your next great breakthrough is likely right in front of you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We appreciate you. We'll see you right back here next time on Married to Marketing.